This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Edition of What's on Your Mind for a Tuesday as I look at the roadmaps of the Minnesota and North Dakota parts of South Dakota. That is a slick one out there. The worst of the worst would be Grand Forks west to 32 and also 18 all the way up Grand Forks north to Grafton, that whole kind of extreme northeast quadrant of North Dakota. Is a no travel advised. A little bit north of Valley City as well. Parts of 238. And what else we got here? Is that 15 or 18? The whole region is snow covered, scattered snow drifts, and pockets of no travel advised, and a little bit of ice and compacted snow by Williston, 1804, which would be. East of Williston in that predicament, 8 as well. So north of 22 up towards Williston. So it's a little on the slick side. Killdeer, I guess, more than Williston. But be careful if you're out there. And if you have a particular area you want to pass along, tell us about do it. My name's Scott Hennon. Todd Radio God Mitchell's here. The great Manny and Bobby keeping us rolling today. And your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome at 800-228-0550 on the program. Todd Porter will be here at the bottom of the hour. He's a representative from Mandan. We talked last week with Don Scheibley from Mott. Don Scheibley is carrying a piece of legislation called the Trespassing Bill. It is a significant change on how land is posted or not posted related to trespassing and penalties. It is a product of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, but a lot of farmers and ranchers are for this and say it's just gotten to the point where this is the way it ought to be. And so the Farm Bureau, the Farmers Union, and the Stockman's Group, independent beef producers, all in favor of this piece of legislation. Todd Porter is not, and some hunting groups are not. I understand Game and Fish is also in opposition to it. I'm not sure that's overt. It might be quietly, but it's out there. So your chance to talk to Todd Porter about it. He's taking the no position on this, and we'll catch up with him. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here this week on Tuesday. We always try to have an hour with Congressman Cramer to take your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues. He'll be here next hour. We are brought to you today by our friends at ND Estate Services. Mark Wagner has seen the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to estate closure and death settlement with family. He's been on the program before talking about it. He's told us, Scott, there's no reason why families have to experience the bad and the ugly when it comes to estate settlement. You know, family arguments and unnecessary taxes and additional attorney fees and probate court. What he does is work to help plan so you can protect, preserve, and pass on your hard-earned assets, and not to mention, the whole some of the ugly is needing to spend down assets to qualify for Medicaid. He helps you avoid all that. Call Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Set up a free review. He comes to drive wherever you are. Total, confidential, and free review at 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908. Or online at ndestateservices.com. Checking out the headlines, interesting times in which we live. West Fargo fires its police chief. Watford City's police chief resigns. This is after, of course, a long ordeal with a sheriff who has completely thrown law and order on its head in McKenzie County. That's now going to court, but it's been a mess of all messes, mostly just because of really, in my mind, a sheriff out there who has gone rogue. He's just not followed any rule, not truthful, and trying to bring a bunch of folks down. It's just a bad situation, but really amazing times in which we live. Also, the police arrested a journalist at the pipeline protest, we found out. I have met this journalist. She interviewed me. I did a little research on her and found her to be a credible journalist in the Native American world. She was very biased when we spoke with her, but In other words, every question came from a very biased position. It wasn't what I view a journalist to come in and try to get to the facts. She had a set of facts. What about the water cannons? And I have to say, water cannons, that was fire hoses to put out a fire that protesters started, right? I mean, you know, one of those deals. But anyway, in the native news world, I guess she's credible and a very nice person. Her name is Jenny Monet. And she, you know, her reports went to a lot of, well-known news sources throughout the country. And she was covering the pipeline of protest where the 76 individuals led by Chase Iron Eyes were arrested. And she was arrested. She's now saying, hey, you know, what's the deal here? I show up. Somebody asks for my credentials. I show them. And the next person says, you're arrested. Well, a regular source of ours through this entire ordeal is North Dakota Highway Patrol Lieutenant Tom Iverson. He says he met Monet on the scene last Wednesday, told her at least five times to leave. Also says she was not able to produce a media credential when asked. He also said other media on the scene were not arrested because they left when they were told and saw another officer arresting her later. You know, I want to ask you this question. I have two questions for you today. My first question for you, should a member of the media be treated any differently by the officials from law enforcement? Should law enforcement say, well, you're media, okay, you go here. Now we're going to deal with it. Look, if you're on land that is private property, whether you are a protester breaking the law or a member of the media breaking the law, to me, if you're asked to leave and you don't leave, which I don't know if anybody's going to question the integrity of Tom Iverson, and if he says he himself told her to leave five times, at least he did. That's how it happened. So push the envelope, play with fire, you're going to get burned. I have no problem with that, but I'd ask others if you do. Should media be treated differently in these cases? What would you have done? Tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You ready for a few texts, Todd? Phone in your hot little hand, Todd?
Of course it is.
Okay, good. Just checking.
Yeah. I'm just getting texted right now.
Good.
Energy transfers needs to be put in order. They rule in D. You're their puppet.
Say that one more time.
Y-Y-O-U-R. Yeah, energy transfers needs to be put in order. They rule in D. You're their puppet. Y-O-U-R. T-H-E-R-E puppet. So I'm not entirely
I'm supposed to. I've had many typos online. I'm not going to ridicule that, but
it makes it difficult to figure out what exactly is the intent there, I guess.
What I get a kick out of here, we're talking about whether or not a journalist should be treated differently than protesters who break the law. If you go onto private land, you're told to leave, you don't leave, you get arrested. It's as simple as that. That isn't hard. My saying that doesn't mean that somehow energy transfers is glorious and wonderful and great. I didn't even mention the word energy transfer. That's the mentality of some people say. Energy transfer rules North Dakota. Why? Because we actually require people to follow the law? I mean, first of all, Energy Transfer Partners hasn't won much of anything. They've spent $4 billion. They haven't ruled much of anything. They spent $4 billion on a project and have been stopped at every turn by professional protesters. I don't think they're winning.
No, I think that's a bad business investment there. Anytime you invest that much money and then it stalls like that.
Yeah. And look, if you want to avoid the topic at hand, I guess that's the stuff you say, but that's fine. You're welcome to say it. 701-226-8503. Another texter. Nope. They should, in fact, actually be held to a higher standard. Members of the media. I agree. All right. So that's one question I have for you. The other I have is Betsy DeVos is the Secretary of Education nominee for Donald Trump. She's been the subject of a political hissy fit on the part of Democrats, Senator Heidi Heitkamp included, mainly because, in my mind, you tell me if I'm wrong, they're scared to death of school choice. So she comes in as a supporter of charter schools and school choice. And because she has that in her past, the idea of her bringing any support for that whatsoever to the Department of Education is time for them to have a hissy fit. What is there to be afraid of to give parents more choice when it comes to education? Serious question. I can see there'd be challenges in this, because if there was choice and everybody left the public school, you would have a public school system in ruin. Don't think that's going to happen. Not very realistic. You got to pay for school, private, you know, school. But shouldn't you be given that option? What's going on here? I need some help on this. 800-228-0055.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busted up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Next to Spitfire West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington Grand Forks in front of Kmart.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Past the hour, Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, and your calls at 800-228-0550. I have a couple of questions, and you can help answer those. And then if you have anything else you want to get on your mind, lay it on us. Todd Porter at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned. Pat in Linton, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking of this for quite some time, too. And And, you know, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm middle of the road on all this, but I want to throw a question out there for the listeners. I mean, you know, we've been pulling coal out of the ground, I don't know, 40 years. I mean, and we're about to turn on the valve and get the oil flowing out of North Dakota. I mean, when we look around at what we've gotten for our coal, all North Dakotans' coal, and all North Dakotans' oil, are we happy with what we've gotten? You know, Center's got a new school. I mean, there's a couple of schools up there maybe that are fairly new. But all in all, I don't think we've gotten anything really to show for the 40 years of coal. We're about to turn the valve on and, you know, the oil's going to flow. I mean, I just don't see that. We are, you know, they're standing around. We're all broke. With the budgets are broke. I don't think we get enough for this.
Well, I don't know how you define. I don't
know
how
with that in mind, I guess, you know, if we can do better, leave the oil in the ground is my opinion on it. I mean, if we can't do a better, you know, better on our roads and all of that stuff, then and schools. You know, every time a school is brought up, more property taxes. I mean, I don't think we get enough bang for the buck out of that oil.
By the way, it goes back a little more than 40 years, but I mean, there's coal history back to the 1800s, and the busy years started back in 1900, and of course now what we have. Now, here's the only thing I would say in response to what you said, Pat. I don't know what you define in the way of what we've got. So in other words, sounds like your benchmark is stuff. We have stuff to show for it, and you mentioned schools. But schools, roads, highways have all been built. Lots of infrastructure have been built in every corner of North Dakota with coal money and with oil money. In other words, the state share of those dollars generated from the industries. But most importantly, I would look at the people who've raised families here, who've had a livelihood here as a result of it, and the result of, you know, the spinoff industry to say, okay, the coal mine's here and the power plant's there, and you know, the affordable, reliable energy generation has, you know, contributed to a lot of families. Not to mention, I think, there's plenty of things you can count on.
Good point. I mean, I think our utilities are. I just got my MDU bill. I mean, it's, you know, nothing to be complaining about there. I think it's fairly reasonable energy bills yet. I mean, but every year they're asking for an upgrade on that, a raise of utility costs. You know, I mean, that could change in a matter of a few years, but. Maybe you're right. I think we could do better on roads and stuff. I mean, the percentage of paved roads in North Dakota is, I would almost think it's like 15%.
Pat, you just advocated to keep it in the ground. So if I went to peel off every contribution from either industry, oil or coal, to, you know, our roads, bridges, infrastructure, we'd have less. So I don't want less. I don't want less. I think this is, I think these are two great industries that are not going to go away. To live in isolation like that would be, you know, backwards, you know, and certainly to tie difficult things from the protest or whatever to the oil and saying that's causing it. Look, if you let them win that way, forget about it. Steve, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I was going to comment on something, but it drives me crazy. Well, it is what it is. But that gentleman calls in and says, I'm middle of the road on this, but we should leave the oil in the ground, and it's not doing anything for us. He either lives under a rock, you know, or never turns on a television, has never been to Watford City, North Dakota, in the last 10 years to see the complete, you know, tripling of that community, and on and on and on. Are people truly that naive, or is he an anarchist and just lying to you? I mean, you know, and maybe he's just a simple person and doesn't leave his house, but it's embarrassing.
It's not a middle of the road position. I'm with you there. Thanks, Steve. Jim in Fargo, your take. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the reason Democrats are so against school choice and private schools.
Help me.
If people got educated, it'd be the end of the Democratic Party. If you had totally educated voters, it would no longer be a Democratic Party, and that's why they're so very afraid of it.
So the Democrats would say, though, that they are the party of the you know, the little guy, right? So, and the little guy can't afford to pay to go to a charter school, a private school. So therefore, the little guy needs the help in the state tax dollars. And if you allow for a voucher, for lack of a better term, which they hate those, but you allow, you know, a tax credit or some sort of, you know, school choice means I actually have school choice. I can take the dollars I'm putting in with my taxes and take them and put them somewhere else. What happens? Then the yep. private school crumbles and they're compared. They don't want the competition.
They don't want the competition, and you'd have better educated children, and better educated children would be the death of the Democratic Party, because you cannot be very bright and very forward-thinking and think like a liberal. You just can't. Absolutely can't.
Interesting take, Jim. Thank you. See if others agree with you. Francis in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand all this anger towards these protesters about this DAPL pipeline. I mean, according to Bismarck Tribune, this was supposed to go north of Bismarck, but they decided not to put it there. I imagine with the Public Service Commission probably kiboshed that idea, so they moved it south, and they're worried about that thing breaking and getting in the water supply. How could you blame these people, you know?
Well, why that pipeline? You know, what about all the other pipeline crossings? Why are they not a problem, and this one is all of a sudden?
Well, we've had lots of leaks from the trouble with pipelines is when they leak, you don't catch it for maybe 2 weeks. It does a lot of damage. And then the other thing I want to mention is
do you recall the last newspaper article you read about the water supply being contaminated and in North Dakota being threatened as a result of a pipeline leak?
Well, there have been pipeline leaks.
That wasn't my question. Do you recall the last time that the water supply in any community was threatened as a result of a pipeline leak?
No, I don't recall any
municipality
that it's.
And the only thing I would tell you, about the North Bismarck route, it was an alternative route. It never was a preferred route. It never was going there, and somebody said, don't put it there because you know what? Francis might be more threatened, and we're more worried about Francis than we are Dave Archambault. So let's going to put it down there, not there. Didn't happen. It's folklore.
Okay, but one other thing I want to mention, Burlington Northern sank about $1 billion in rail facilities to haul this oil, and they built about a half a dozen transloading stations, about $20 million a pop, so another $100 million right there, too. What are you supposed to do with all that equipment now? Just put it in a warehouse somewhere? Why can't we ship this oil by rail? What's the problem? You can ship it anywhere.
We do right now, but you have to realize there are people I take it you were a little bit anti-oil in your crowd that say, oh, if you do that, they're going to be train bombs, right? Remember Castleton? There's a report coming out this week on the NTSB on that very thing. But the point is we need it all. We need that rail capacity for ag products as well. It's not a bad thing. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Carol Juven is back from Juven Tours to talk about the What's on Your Mind Best of Norway Midnight Sun Celebration. We're headed to Norway, folks, June 19th through July 2nd. 14 days, first-class tour, 12 nights in first-class hotels, breakfast, dinners, so much to see, so little time. Carol, this is going to be a good time, isn't it?
An exciting time in Norway. It always is.
What's the best part of Norway?
The best part of Norway is the fjord country.
The beauty.
The beauty of it is unbelievable.
And we see the people, too, right?
We will see the people. Believe me, with each tour, we make certain that you meet the people.
Folks, we'd love to have you come along. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting this tour, and the deadline is approaching, so now is the time to call. And, Carol, how many times have you been to Norway?
153 times.
The man is going to take us on this tour. Call Juven Tours now, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, and tell him Scott sent you.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Say, Scott, do you know anything about this? First of all, I was surprised to get a Heidi Heitkamp feed in my Facebook, as all my postings are conservative or Republican, and I'm not a Heidi Heitkamp supporter. When I clicked on the link, it said start survey, so I didn't go any further. Do you know if there's a plan to tamper with Social Security or Medicare in a harmful manner? Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, what that is the beginning of Senator Heidi Heitkamp's effort to determine where she stands politically, and whether or not she'll run for re-election in the U.S. Senate. So that's just aggressive online marketing.
So and, are you one of those? Should you fill it out?
I don't. I think it's a little scam. So she's going to try and say they're going to wreck Social Security, they're going to wreck Medicare. Do you know? And then try and find out. It's like a version of a push poll to try and get you to. Come a little bit her way. So that's what's going on there. Hillary Clinton was not good to Heidi Heitkamp. Because of the exposure of the two being so linked together, that's politically challenging for Senator Heitkamp. So the rehabilitation effort of her political standing is going on. Not helped by the fact she's voting against Betsy DeVos today on the school choice, I would argue. So anyway, more on that coming up. We have Representative Todd Porter with us today on the program in our Legislature Today segment. Representative from Mandan, member of Energy and Natural Resources Committee, the chair of that committee, and also Human Services, but also the owner of the Metro Area Ambulance Service and a longtime active Republican in North Dakota, a member of the House since 1999. Representative Porter, nice to have you back on the program. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. I wanted to talk about a few pieces of legislation that are making their way through. We haven't talked a lot about the package of legislation related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest much, but I know there's been some action on that this week. I want to talk about that. I want to start on one we have talked about, and that is Senate Bill 2225. And Senate Bill 2225 has been called the trespassing bill, but Senator Don Shibley joined us last week to talk about it. Darrell Lisa of the North Dakota Farm Bureau as well. Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, Stockman's, Independent Beef folks, all in favor of this because it, they say, restores property rights by ending the presumption of access to private land. Why do you oppose this?
Well, it's an old friend. This is not a bill that just suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Those groups have always tried to have this bill introduced and get this longstanding policy of the state of North Dakota changed. So this isn't the first time that we've seen this bill in my 20 years in the legislature. My main opposition really is that it totally changes the way the outdoors hunting community does business. And by doing so, we when you have a state like North Dakota that has 90% of the land owned privately and only 10% owned publicly, when you have something that works, should you really be changing it? And the other component inside of those statistics is that, you know, we're starting to see up to 20% of our land owned by non-residents. And if you have some of the conservative numbers that I've heard is that if you change this law, there will be up to 1 million acres of land that currently is not posted that will suddenly automatically become posted. And that creates a huge access issue inside our hunting community.
The access is to land owned by a private individual. So what do you say to those that say it's not a hunting issue? While hunting may be affected, the main concern is property rights.
And, you know, that's always been the argument. But we have, in the criminal code, we have criminal trespass. And so there's a criminal component inside of this that already exists. Inside of the hunting world, we have a system, and it's very non-onerous on the landowner, that if your land is completely fenced, you only have to put posted signs up at the gate. If you build your fence without a gate, you don't have to post it now. It's considered posted. And then the other component of our existing posting laws is that you can put up permanent signs. You only have to go every quarter of a mile to have your land legally posted against people hunting on your property without permission. So we've really changed our laws over the last 20 years to make it simpler for the landowners and make it more direct for the hunting population.
The sponsor, Senator Shibley, has said that there's no recourse against protesters that are trespassing down around the Dakota Access Pipeline, for instance, because multiple times signs have been ripped down and then charges can't be pressed. What about that scenario?
Well, you know, that's already a crime. You cannot deface a posted sign. It comes back to being able to catch them in the act, you know. A person that's willing to commit a crime, a person that's willing to enter someone's land with the intent to commit a crime, is already breaking the criminal side of this, the criminal trespassing side. That the hunting component is a non-issue inside of that argument.
I call this a no-brainer for the reason that, to me, if I own a piece of land, the onus shouldn't be on me. And I guess South Dakota has done this as well. Now, I get it may take an extra step or two for a hunter rather than wants to, you know. In other words, if you've got property, Todd, and you want somebody, you know, you're fine with the person coming on your land. Is it too much to ask that they call you and say, hey, I'd like to hunt there? That doesn't seem to be a terrible burden yet. If I own a piece of land and I am required to put up the sign, that seems like the burden's back on me. Isn't that a little goofy?
Well, it's not. And you know, if you model after the South Dakota situation, what they did when they made their change to all land is posted, they opened up all of the section lines to hunting. So that 66 feet going down all the section lines is now considered open to public hunting. And what you create is a situation where people are driving down the road chasing a deer or driving down the road and see some pheasants along the ditch going for gravel, slamming on their brake, flying out of their car, guns a-blazing, and shooting. And that is not what we want to create inside of the state of North Dakota.
Questions or comments are welcome for Representative Porter here, if you like, at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Bill in Bismarck, go ahead for Todd Porter. Are you there, Bill?
Hello, am I on?
You are, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, I'm old-fashioned. I like to keep things just plain simple here. there's a lot of noise on both sides of this from hunters and from landowners both. Okay, answer me this question, Senator. Is there any other...
Don't call me to Senate.
sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Is there any other piece of property that state law dictates that the owner must post signs in order to reserve his private property rights? I mean, houses, cars, I don't care what you buy. Is there anything that state law dictates you must go through extra effort in order to reserve it as your own property rights? I am unaware of any. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, you know, it's an apples and orange argument. But
I don't see it that way. Like I said, keep it simple.
Right, there are things.
Simple.
There are things
my landowner rights trump the hunter privilege to hunt on my property, and it is a privilege. It's beautiful.
All right, well, let's let him answer, though, Bill. Go ahead, Todd.
Okay, so there are, you know, other areas. You'll see businesses that put signs up that say no weapons allowed. You'll see, you know, that takes away your constitutional right to carry a weapon. You'll see businesses that say no shoes, no shirts, no service. You'll see many businesses around the Bismarck-Mandan area that have a sign up that says no backpacks, leave your backpack in your car. So there are other, you know, there are other components of you know, using your argument that the business community does have to do in order to protect what would be their property. Now, as far as a home and a residence, you know, I'm not aware of any, but, you know, when I go out walking and go door to door, I certainly see plenty of signs that say no soliciting. I see signs that say, you know, stay off my property in town. So, you know, people in town, there are other onuses on the private landowners in town, too.
Texter says, as much as I love hunting, there are many days I hate hunters. We post everything, and it doesn't stop people from hunting without asking. Pass the dang bill. Let's see who's next here. Marty Stewartsville, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Todd Porter.
Yeah, well, I just think that, you know, property rights are important. I mean, I can't walk in town and expect not to be charged when I'm standing in somebody's backyard. The homeowner can say, hey, move on, or he can call the police. Also, it will do nothing but better relationships between hunters and landowners, because you're going to have to actually go meet these people. I own very little land, and most of the land I hunt is other people's. I have relationships with those people, and I just think it would be nothing but a better hunter-landowner relationship to go talk to them.
We're getting a lot of feedback in that regard, that force is a good thing, better communication between hunter and landowner. What about that, Tom?
Well, one of the things I would say is that, you know, the instances, I am a landowner, and the instances that I've had where people are abusing the existing law, and they're poachers, they're not hunters. So I think we need to get that straight, that people that disobey posted property are poachers. I had a guy walk through my son's archery area Thanksgiving morning and walked by three posted signs, one that said that video cameras were on the property, and walked through that area. He opened up the cameras, two of the cameras, and erased his picture off the cards.
Oh, my gosh.
And didn't realize that on the third camera, it had already sent a picture to me, although Game & Fish was unable to figure out.
Hold that thought, Todd, if you would. We'll pick up on the other side of the break and more of your calls, too.
Mm-mm, sure is some good gumbo when you come to the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. MBI Energy Services, a great place to work, invites you Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Taste testing starts for the public at 6:30 p.m. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10, and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. The 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off from MBI Energy Services and area businesses. Don't miss the fun. Saturday, February 18th.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pot, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'd love to know what the roads are actually like in Kildare Twin Buttes area. If you're traveling there, give us a ring. I'm looking right now at Kildare. Most of the state now, with a small exception around Findlay, Cooperstown, mainly that area there, just north of Valley City, is snow-covered and scattered snowdrifts right now. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Need a better night's sleep? It's as simple as a phone call to Michael and Dale and his team at MyPillow. This is Minnesota-made, shipped all across the world now, and it is a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty that will not go flat, a 60-night money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, if you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, use the promo code SCOTT, you get the 4-pack special, 40% off, two of the premium MyPillows. That's the best. You can't get those in stores anywhere. And the two go-anywhere pillows, a great deal. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT or 800-506-9028. We asked Representative Porter to come on and talk about Senate Bill 2225 related to private property rights and a change related to the onus going on the
hunter to approach the landowner. The landowner wouldn't be required to post the land any longer. And also a number of other bills, House Bill 1193 on the economic harm that can come from protesters, House Bill 1426 on those inciting a riot, House Bill 1304 on the mask bill. We got a lot of legislation making its way through today, so more of the questions and comments for Representative Porter. Welcome. Full bank of calls here, so I'm going to defer to you folks to ask your questions of Representative Porter. McCluskey is where we're going next. And Levi, your question or comment?
Just a comment, I guess, on 22-5. I'm a farmer, rancher, property owner, and a very active hunter. And I guess I couldn't be more in favor of a bill like this. Many reasons, I guess, from the landowner perspective. It's an incredible hassle to post all your land. I guess if you do the math, a sign every quarter mile on a square quarter, that's 7 or 8 signs. You know, so if you manage 50, 60 quarters, you know, that's 300-400 signs a year you want to put up if you want to post all your land. And I guess when I hunt, I do most of my hunting on our own property, but also a lot on other people. And I always call and ask for permission, whether it's posted or not, or I just want the landowner to know that I'm there. And that's how you make relations and get to know people and make friendships down the road, I guess. That's just my opinions on the deal. Just thought I'd call in and voice my opinion.
All right. Appreciate that. You want to add anything to that, Todd?
Well, you know, one of the things I think people need to also keep in mind is it's not an annual requirement any longer to post your land. Permanent signs are available and completely work. There's no sign and date components to these signs anymore. We took that out quite a number of years ago.
That gets to be expensive, I guess, any signs I've seen. I mean, if you want a steel sign, they're $1.50, $2 a sign or more, and it still seems you have problems. And then another comment as far as opening up the section lines, you said if this bill would go through, it seems to me like road right-of-ways and section lines are already pretty much open game. Nobody seems to follow them rules. People just road hunt the way it is, so I really don't see anything changing there.
And that is absolutely the difference between hunters and poachers. The road hunters are already willing to break the law and pop out and do that. And, you know, putting them in the same category as a hunter is kind of a misrepresentation because they're already a poacher.
Levi, thank you. Wyatt, Regan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. See, I was just wanted to ask Todd, if would this law not benefit people like myself? I'm a first-time landowner this year, and I also rent property. Now, the property that I rent, I don't get the right to hunt that property, but I had an instance last year where I don't think it was poachers, but I think hunters were in on a piece of property that I rented where my cattle were. They went in and they hunted. There was no signs up. I didn't have the right to post it because I have no hunting rights. And they left the gate open, and I had 9 head of cattle get hit along Highway 83 by a semi in the middle of the night. Now, wouldn't this law benefit me and other renters to be able to control a little bit of who goes in and out of those pieces of rented property, regardless of ownership?
Well, it certainly would make it automatically posted. It certainly wouldn't stop the ability of the landowner then to put a sign up that said, this land is open. So it won't fix your lease situation on the land that you have, but you know that's discussions between you and the landowner that need to take place. That if you have problems with his decision to leave his land open to public hunting, you know, then you need to have that discussion with him. If the law changes and he puts a sign up that says open to public hunting, please close the gate. It's still going to be an issue for you.
All right, let me quickly go through the rest of these and just ask the callers quickly to tell me whether they're for or against this bill. Wayne and Mandan, yes or no?
No, I'm not. And thank God for doing this and sticking up to it because, first of all, I lived in Montana for several years, and in Montana all you have to do is paint the fence posts where you want to hunt. And what that has done has created a huge problem of actually knowing whose land it is. The Game and Fish Department has worked hard as well with other hunting organizations here to be able to...
We're going to be running against the clock here, Wayne. I was just looking for a yes or no, but you did get a good plug in there. Todd, we'll do this again. Obviously, a lot of questions and comments about it. Appreciate the time today. Thank you.
A lot. Not a problem.
Take care. Todd Porter from Mandan, Tim Dickinson, Dave on the road, Paul on the road. Sorry we didn't get to you. Keep the comments coming. We'll have them back.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey. Air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.